We thank God for singing of God's gospel songs and the people of God that have come to share. And we just thank God for another day's journey. Truly, the Lord is a mighty good God, and He is worthy of all of our praises. In the midst of all that's going on in the world, the Lord is still worthy to be praised. And so we praise the Lord our God. We ask you to pray for those that are less fortunate this morning and just trust that God is going to do what we need Him to do, for He is that kind of God. He's a God that we can depend on at all times. And so we just thank God for His goodness and mercy. We thank God for allowing us to be in the house of God one more time. We should not take it lightly, but be ever so grateful that the Lord our God is blessed and is yet still keeping us. In such a time as this, the Lord is still worthy. And so we are hoping and praying that we will have a mindset that no matter what, we are going to serve the Lord until we die. If you have your Bibles this morning, we'd like to share with you out of the book of Revelations, the first chapter, verses 3-5, and supporting scripture, 1 John. First chapter, verse 7. The Bible reads in Revelations, the first chapter, beginning at verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace, from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Supporting scripture, 1 John 1 and 7. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Based on our thinking, Revelations 1 and 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. We are to consider those scriptures this morning. We ought to propose a subject to you. If you would just look at somebody, it don't have to be your neighbor, just tell somebody, have you, or ask somebody, have you been washed in the blood? God will do what needs to be done. And so we are just thankful that we belong to a loving God. We thank God for allowing us another opportunity to stand this morning. We are grateful to God for being our God, and we thank God for allowing us to just be in the house of God just on this blessed day. For it is a blessing to be here in the name of the Lord to share with you, my brothers and sisters, just as we come to lift up and magnify the name of the Lord. Bible declared that we come to exalt his name together. And as we lift up the name of Jesus, we ought to have some mindset that whatever it is, God's going to work it out for our good. As we was ministered to by the Spirit of God, and knowing that that if we call on the name Jesus, something's going to happen. All you got to do is just wait and see how God's going to work it out. And sometimes we don't understand how he works it out, but it's just good to know that he is a way maker. It's good to know that whatever it is, there's nothing too hard for the Lord. And so God allowed us to come together as one body in Christ and to join our forces and our talents and our gifts together as we lift up our Lord and Savior Jesus to Christ. We ought to be at a place now where we ought to be trying to serve the Lord better. We got to stop taking things for granted and be thankful for who he is and for what he continues to do for us all. You know, sometimes it seems like a testimony or a declaration is just one-sided. But the God that I serve, he blesses each and every one of us. Those of us that are outspoken, those of us that are quiet, God still is in the blessing business. And I'm so glad to know that God is all knowing, because there are things that comes up in life sometimes that you may not be aware of, and you may not have the insight to go ahead and check into it. But that's why we are able to say sometime while we are trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. He knows what you're going to be faced with from one day to the next. And so in the midst of all of that, he just trusts in you to trust him. It's sort of like a two-way thing. If you trust me, I'll trust you. But the good thing about God is that there's no string attached to his love. There's no string attached to what he is able to do, because he have all of our resources. All we got to do is trust the power of a loving God. I'm so glad to be here in Jesus' name, praying for those that are not quite as fortunate as we may be. But we got to pray for those that are less fortunate. We got to pray that God would give them the necessary resources for survival and to allow them to have a trust in the power of God. God will keep on doing what he is doing, because he's that kind of God. But you got to trust God. You got to know God for yourself. How many of you are glad that you know that you got Jesus? See, I'm not talking about a zeal of God. I'm not talking about you heard of who Jesus is, but how many of you know that you got Jesus? You got to know that you know that you know that the Lord is your Father, that the Lord is your guide, that the Lord is your keeper, that the Lord is your doctor, that the Lord is your lawyer, that the Lord is your mother in the time of a mother, that the Lord is your father for the father, that the Lord is that one that's there early in the morning, that the Lord is that one that's there in the midnight hour, that the Lord is my Alpha and my Omega, the Lord is my strength and my all of my power. God is everything that you need. But the key is, do you know him? Hearing of him is not going to get it. I got a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. So Paul is saying to us this morning, we got to go a little bit further than just I heard about who Jesus is. I need to know who Jesus is. I'm so glad I know this morning that he is the best thing that could have ever happened to any of us. I believe that the Lord God loves us, and because he loves us, we ought to love one another. But I wonder why we've gotten so settled and we are complacent. We just feel like everything is just going to work out all right. And it will if it's God's will. But we got to learn how to get ourselves involved in our own situation. Today being the first Sunday, it is our custom to observe the Lord's Supper in divine obedience to the God that loved us so much, that the Bible declared that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, who died on Calvary to wash and to cleanse us from our sins. If we were to sit here and act like we were men or women with no sin, the Bible clearly tells us that we are liars. The sin that is a part of our lives has caused Jesus to endure abuse and torment beyond measure. The Bible declared, yet he opened not his mouth. When they pierced him in the side, and as you visualize the blood and the water running down, that cleansing blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. No more going to the temple to offer a blood sacrifice, because Jesus did it once and for all for each and every one of us. All you got to do is believe that Jesus died for your sins and for my sins and for the unknown people that we don't even know. He died for their sins as well. So as we sit and break bread together today, know that this is something sacred. not just something to do. When we sing, "Yes, Jesus loves me," we ought to be able to return that love right back to him. Don't forget that we are missionary Baptist members of the church that goes by the name of Fowles Chapel Baptist Church, but stands on the cornerstone of Jesus and the solid rock that he is. So know that this is God's house, where David would say, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be here this morning. I'm glad to be able to say thank you for myself. Say, I'm glad that somebody prayed for me, but isn't it good that you can pray for yourself? Isn't it good that you are able to have strength enough to come into the house of God this morning and tell God, "Lord, I want to thank you for what you've done for me. I want to thank you with my own mouth. I want to open up my mouth. I want a sound to come out, and I want to glorify you. I want somebody to know that you are my God, and I am your child, and I'm a sheep in the pasture. And Lord, I need your guidance every step of the way. I'm so glad that I belong to a mighty God." Am I talking to anybody that really know that you belong to the Lord, that God is yours, you is his, and all you got to do is trust the power of a loving God? We ought to be glad to be in the house of God. Stop by the hospital. Run by the nursing home for a few minutes. You'd be glad that you were able to come in here on your own accord. I was glad when they said unto me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." I was glad that God allowed me to get in a personal relationship with him. I'm glad that God allows us to personalize this thing to where we can say the Lord is my shepherd. Now, we are many members, but yet one body in Christ. And so in being missionary Baptist members, we stand on what we call the covenant, church covenant. Having been led, as we believe, by the Spirit of God to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, and on the profession of our faith, having been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, we do now, in the presence of God and this assembly, most solemnly and joyfully enter into covenant, meaning an agreement one with another, as one body in Christ. So when we sign our name on the roll as a Baptist member, we had to be baptized by the water. So when we look at this covenant, these are the things that we have agreed that we would do. It's written on the board. You've seen it. You've heard it over and over again. But that covenant ought to be binding. We ought to have an obligation to uphold what we believe in. If we are to say that Jesus that died for our sins, and if we hope to please him, we got to accept his redemptive act and his atonement for our sins on Calvary. To be followers of Jesus and to follow his example, we know that he was baptized by water by John the Baptist. We too, as members of a Baptist church, have been baptized by the water. At some point, we are praying that we would not only be baptized by the water, but also by the power of the Spirit. The key element that makes this all possible is the blood of the Lamb. If it had not been for the shedding of Jesus' blood, all of us this morning would be most miserable. All of us would be lost. But I thank God that Jesus shed his blood on Calvary. The Bible teaches us to speak things as though they already is. So I'm glad to share with you this morning that I've been washed in the blood. That blood has never lost its power. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. We got to learn how to be in fellowship with him. We got to realize that when we began to declare that God is a mighty good God, We got to know that the Lord God wants us to be on one accord. God wants us to be in fellowship with him. For the Bible declares here in our supporting text, the Bible said that that which we have seen, that which we have heard, we need to declare unto you, that ye may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. So you got to have a relationship with the Father. You got to have a relationship with the Son. You got to know that when Jesus left, he said, I'm not going to leave you all by yourself, but I'm going to leave a comforting spirit there with you. These things write we unto you that your joy might be full. How can you have joy if you don't know where you're going? How can you have joy if you don't know God as your Savior? How can you have joy if you see a loss in your sin? Is there anybody that realize that you need the Lord on your side? This then is the message that we have heard of him that declare it unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. For if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we tell a lie and do not tell the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, that cleanses us from all of our sins. See, that's the key of what I want you to understand this morning, is that all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If we then say that we have no sin, the Bible declared we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Is there anybody in here that realize that you need to be clean? Anybody realize that the Lord is right there by your side? And I want to let you know that the Lord God is in the house this morning. And I'm going to trust the power of a loving God. I'm going to trust God to be everything that I need him to be. I'm going to trust God to be there when I need him, whether it's early in the morning or late in the midnight hour. I serve a mighty God, a God that will be there when nobody else is around. And I just stopped by Fowl's Chapel this morning just to let somebody know that you ought to know that you've been washed in the blood. For if you've been washed in the blood, everything is going to be all right. For the Bible said that he talked to John on the island of Patmos. Blessed is he that readeth and him that hear the words of this prophecy. Keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John said unto the seven churches and the seven spirits, but from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from all of our sins in his own blood. I'm so glad that I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I'm so glad that I know that God will take that red blood, wash my nasty body, make everything all right. So I just stopped by the Tell Fowl's Chapel and they ask you the question this morning. Have you been washed? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? If you've been washed in the blood, then you know what I'm talking about. Because the Bible declared that we all need the power of God. Anybody know that your body is nothing but a filthy rag before God? Doesn't matter how long you've been on the Lord's side. You can say, I'm saved and sanctified, full of the Holy Ghost, power baptized. But if you don't know God as your personal Savior, if you don't know God to be the one that washed you, cleansed you, made everything all right. So I stopped by to help somebody that don't know what God can do for you. If you got sin yet still in your life, go back to David and say, oh Lord, have mercy upon me. Oh God, according to thy tender kindness, according to the multitude of thy mercies, wash me thoroughly, wash me white as snow. Cleanse me, for my sin is ever before thee. Against thee only have I sinned. Don't you know that you got to get it right with the Lord? And if you get it right with the Lord, you can say, purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. I stop by to tell somebody that I serve a mighty God, and the God I serve is able to let me know that everything
it's going to be all right. Everything that I trust God with, I gave God my life. I give God my heart. I give God my mind. I want to let somebody know, don't let nothing separate you from the love of your God. Is there anybody in the house that love God with all of your heart? Know that God done brought you a mighty long way. Know that you still need the Lord to do some things. All you got to do is trust the power of God. The question has been asked. Have you been washed in the blood? I'm so glad I got an answer. I've been watched. Have you been watched? Have you been watched? Have you been watched? What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood can wash away my sin. And I'm so glad that I took my sins and I started laying them off on every side. And the Lord God took his blood, cleansed us from all of our unrighteousness, and made everything all right for us. Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Nothing can wash away our sins. Something about Jesus makes a difference. When we think about being obedient to the Word of God, and as we break bread together, let us know that it's not about us. It's all about who God is. Having been led as we believe. And if you're going to be led by the Spirit of the Almighty God. Have you been washed? Sometimes when we go and we're baptized, and some of your buddies may sort of pull you. So you went down, dry devil, you got back up a wet devil. But when you've been washed by the blood of the Lamb, don't nobody know like you know. Don't nobody know the sincerity of it like the Lord knows. And every one of you in here under the sound of my voice that have confessed your faults, believed in your heart that Jesus died for your sins, the Bible declared that you shall be saved. So I'm praying that I'm looking at some saved folk this morning that's trusting in the power of a loving God.